upstairs. Beautiful women were standing everywhere. They all got wet when he smashed that thing. But off in the dark, you could hear somebody sing. Oh, it breaks my heart to see those stars smashing a perfectly good guitar. I don't know who they think they are, smashing a perfectly good guitar. Well, it started back in 1963. His mama wouldn't buy him that new red Harmony. He settled for a little sunburst with a crack, but he's still trying to break his mama's back. Oh, it breaks my heart to see those stars smashing a perfectly good guitar. I don't know who they think they are, smashing a perfectly good guitar. Well, he loved that guitar just like a girlfriend, but every good thing, you know, it comes to an end. Now he just sits in his room all day, whistling every note he ever played. Just like a little baby in his arms, never let it come to any harm. Oh, it breaks my heart to see those stars smashing a perfectly good guitar. I don't know who they think they are, smashing a perfectly good.
Back to my friend Lyle Lovett.
John, you know, that is just, it's a wonderful song, but that is just amazing whistling.
Thank you, Lyle.
And at what point in your life or in your career did you realize that you were such a virtuoso with the whistle?
I think I knew I was on to something when it started driving my mother crazy. Yeah.
I hear you add yet another instrument to your side of the stage. No, it's just become a dream of mine that maybe, just maybe one day you might whistle along with one of my songs.
Oh. Are you serious? Yeah. It'd be an honor.
Yeah.